During a forum about the militarization of police, speakers admitted there's a paradox that police need to interfere with freedom in order to protect it. But when they're seen in public with armored vehicles and powerful firearms, it raises the question, are they simply more militarized, or are those the tools they need to protect the public and themselves in a given situation? Dr. Scott Phillips, associate professor of criminal justice at Buffalo State, showed two images of heavily armed police and armored vehicles, and then asked this question.
Which one is Ferguson? Which one is Colorado Springs?
It was actually a trick question. Neither image was from the riots of Ferguson last year, but rather from mass shootings in Colorado Springs and San Bernardino. Dr. James Sobel chairs the Criminal Justice Department at Buff State. He spoke of how the same images of SWAT officers may stir different feelings based on time and place. He asked students to think about SWAT officers at Buffalo Bills home games.
You gonna be mad about it? You gonna feel safer? Put those same SWAT team members in a high crime area in the city of Buffalo and have them walk around. People gonna like that? Are they gonna feel safe about that?
The forum did not stir up any heated exchanges. Rather, students asked about educational strategies to increase mutual understanding. Amgler Moya is a junior at Buffalo State. The Bronx native says students like her have a responsibility to talk to peers who may have a negative image of police.
I feel like just the appearance isn't enough. What are they doing that you consider them to be militarized? You need more facts to back your statements up.
University Police at Buffalo State Chief Peter Carey suggested another way to better understand police is take the civil service exam and join them. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.